This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler, and happy Friday to you. This is the show where I read articles from some of the sharpest minds in real estate investing. If you want to hear interviews with some of the authors of these articles, check out the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
The Impact of Inflation on Real Estate by Sarah Bloomfield. Inflation broadly impacts the overall economy, causing the prices of goods and services to rise. This can have rippling effects across various sectors, including the real estate market. Real estate investors, home buyers, and home sellers need to understand how inflation impacts the real estate market. This can help them make the best decisions when buying and selling real estate. So we're here to explain what causes inflation, its impact on real estate, and how real estate investors can benefit even when inflation is high. No kidding. All right, first up, understanding inflation and its causes. All right, so when your dollars don't buy as much as they did in the past, it's because of inflation. Wow, 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 wow. An increase in the money supply and debt is the ultimate culprit of high inflation. And boy, do we have a lot of debt. Over the years, the central bank, thanks Fed, has significantly increased the money supply. And because of this, there are more dollars floating around. Ultimately, this means companies selling goods and services can charge more for them, as people technically have more money to spend, right? Well, no, because incomes usually stagnate for inflation to even happen. An economy that isn't growing, or at least isn't keeping pace with the growth in the money supply, results in inflation. Companies can't necessarily produce enough goods to keep up with demand, allowing them to charge more for what they can produce. To keep inflation in check, or at least try, the Federal Reserve often increases interest rates. This can help reduce consumer spending and lower rampant inflation. As people spend and borrow less, companies can replenish and build up supplies. However, it can take several years for the economy to neutralize or grow after a period of high inflation. So what happens to real estate during all this? For real estate, inflation typically means you're going to pay more for your house. Your dollars aren't worth the same amount today as they were last year. So a house that cost $400,000 a year ago could cost $450,000 today. If interest rates are also high, this means a significant increase in what you pay for a property. On the other hand, though, if you already own property, you could see higher equity during periods of high inflation. While equity is good for your bottom line, inflation can be just a bit challenging if you want to add assets to your real estate portfolio. But real estate can be an inflation hedge. Many investors in real estate will tell you real estate is a good hedge against inflation. The reason for this is often because of rising interest rates. So let's say you buy a home when interest rates are at 5%, and then 2 years later, interest rates go to 7% because of inflation. In this case, the mortgage you got with a 5% fixed interest rate is going to have a lower payment than if you get a mortgage with a 7% fixed interest rate. A higher interest rate combined with a higher purchase price makes real estate less affordable. You might have to hold real estate long-term if you want to use it as a hedge against inflation. Often, a volatile real estate market can create short-term corrections that affect the price of real estate. This may quickly change the value of a property. Because people have less disposable income, investors might have to drop the price of their properties to make them more affordable. Being able to hold a property longer means you won't have to sell if the market takes a downturn. Having real estate in your investment portfolio can help mitigate losses from other assets that inflation affects more drastically, like stocks and bonds. Because home prices usually outpace inflation, they tend to rise even when the economy is experiencing a rough patch. Rental income from real estate investments keeps up with inflation historically. This means investors can continue to receive passive income regardless of inflation. Pretty cool. Real estate construction costs and inflation. Let's dive in here real quick. Construction materials cost more when inflation is high. This results in higher costs to build new homes and remodel or rehab existing homes. Builders are less inclined to start new construction projects during periods of high inflation, and investors could see an increase in the price of their properties because of this. A property becomes more valuable when there's less inventory available. However, builders may have to reduce their prices for their new homes in their inventory if high interest rates keep them on the market too long. When prices for new homes fall, it affects other real estate in the area. If comparable homes in a neighborhood where you own property drop in price, that makes your home worth less to potential buyers. New construction often requires builders to borrow money to complete the project. High interest rates can deter construction companies from building new homes. While this may drive up prices on existing homes, low housing inventory can fuel inflation. This may not affect the real estate you currently own, but it could make buying new properties more challenging. All right, let's take a look at real estate investments and the effects of inflation. Rental property isn't the only type of real estate inflation affects. Commercial real estate is another area for investors to consider during times of high inflation. Business owners who rent or lease commercial space face an increase in operating costs. There's also a higher potential for their rents to go up when inflation is on the rise. Those who own commercial buildings may see more vacant space if businesses have to downsize or close because they can't afford to pay these higher costs. It's also important to consider the increased costs of materials for making repairs to a commercial building. So if you put off making repairs while you wait for inflation to come down, you risk allowing your building to fall into disrepair, which of course lowers its value. On the other hand, there may be a reduction in new construction for commercial buildings, which can increase the value of buildings that already exist. So let's look at the benefits of real estate investing during periods of high inflation. Despite higher interest rates, tighter lending requirements, and all that stuff, investing in real estate during inflation does still have some benefits. For instance, you can build equity in a real estate investment property soon after buying it. While the price of real estate varies, overall, it only goes up. So, in terms of real estate, buying sooner is always better, especially when you plan to hold it long term. Another reason to invest in real estate is that interest rates could continue to rise. The higher interest rates climb, the less affordable housing gets. You can refinance your high-interest mortgage if interest rates come back down in the future, though. And you'll have been building equity with each mortgage payment you make anyway. Rent often rises when inflation does, too, so you can increase your passive income by investing in real estate during inflation. And additionally, the demand for rental property tends to increase during times of inflation because you can't even buy a house. You just can't afford it. The interest rates are too high. This creates an excellent opportunity for investors who have the capital to buy property when inflation is high. And some final thoughts for today. Inflation means the costs for goods and services are up compared to previous months and years, and incomes usually don't keep up with that. So what happens to real estate during inflation can have a big impact on investors for sure. Increases in interest rates can make mortgages less accessible. A decrease in supply means fewer options when looking for investment opportunities. But there's a bright side. Real estate investors can take advantage of higher rents that result in an increase in cash flow. Plus, having a diversified portfolio that includes real estate can help mitigate losses, as real estate prices typically go up during inflation. And that'll do it for today's show. Does the thought of buttoned-up paperwork make you toss and turn? Ugh. Let our lawyer-approved lease agreements take the pressure off. With tailored language for all 50 states, no joke, you can rest easy knowing you're protected wherever your journey takes you. Lease agreements are available as an exclusive benefit to Pro members, so upgrade your account today to gain access. Visit biggerpockets.com/pro to get started. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.